This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Gary Johnson has botched it up yet again, and I just found out about this moments before the show started, so I haven't had a chance to truly screen this video, but we'll get into that here. Plus, an Onion story by Gary Johnson entitled, "Look, I Wish I Were Better at This Also."
Meaning it's not really by Gary Johnson.
Right. But it's funny. And so we can get into that here in a little bit. But there's actually a story, by the way, with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
There's a story that we just barely started on Wednesday night, and we never really got past, like, the first two sentences.
Okay.
So I wanted to look into this story about the Pirate Party in Iceland. Now, we've talked, I guess, briefly about the Pirate Party in the past when they kind of came out. Was it Sweden?
Sweden.
Yeah, I think it was Sweden where they initially got their start. And so now they're looks like they're hitting a big time here. According to the freethoughtproject.com, in a country continuing to shirk the ordinary, Iceland's Pirate Party, an amalgamation of anarchists, libertarians, and hackers who want to ban digital surveillance, is predicted to win the country's national elections this Saturday. That would be tomorrow. The collection of free thinkers.
Oh, wow, they're going to have elections on a day that most people are off of work.
That's right.
What a terrible idea.
This collection of free thinkers have upturned the traditional Western political paradigm and hopes to use online public polls to shape governmental policy and end all internet spying. Although the Pirate Party formed just 4 years ago, its popularity has skyrocketed, most likely for unconventional tactics aligning loosely with libertarianism, the promotion of privacy rights and personal freedoms, and simultaneous shrinking of big government. Edward Snowden has been offered the safe haven of Icelandic citizenship should the pirates' likely victory come to fruition, which makes sense given the party's anti-establishment roots.
Huh. Now, how would he get from Russia to Iceland? Surely there could be a flight from...
They could send a special envoy or something like that?
Well, you wouldn't do that.
No?
No, you would want... So the thing is that the United States government and some European governments attempted to reroute a plane that they believed Snowden was on that was going somewhere.
Right, but
somewhere.
If Iceland owns the plane, then they wouldn't be able to reroute it, right?
Precedent is chess master Bobby Fischer. He had, like, no citizenship and he was in jail until Iceland granted him Icelandic citizenship towards the end of his life. So we could look up, see how that went.
I imagine that people disliked him less than they dislike, people in the government dislike him less than they dislike Snowden.
Okay.
But I would think that you would be able to pull off, nonstop from Moscow to Reykjavik without people necessarily knowing.
Sure. I mean, especially if it was a chartered private flight. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, the U.S. government probably has as many spies on Edward Snowden as they can afford to put on him, and what they could possibly do about him moving into a private aircraft and flying from point A to point B, besides shoot it down, I don't know. If you've got an idea, you're welcome to share it with us.
You can believe they put two Harrier jets up next to that plane. It's going to come, they're going to bring, you know, that plane's going to put down someplace.
So you can share your thoughts toll-free at 855-450-FREE. So anyway, the Pirate Party has experienced astonishing success in a short time, taking the nation's longstanding political traditionalists off guard in the process. Even the group's founder, a programmer and former WikiLeaks activist, is stunned. Asked whether she expected the explosion of enthusiasm for the nascent Pirate Party, which now leads in public polls with 22.6%, founder Birgitta, oh boy, Jonsdottir decisively told the Washington Post, "No way." But considering growing frustration with ever increasing Western governments and all of the surveillance programs, police state tactics, and chill on personal liberties, the rise of the pirates, who describe themselves as neither right nor left but a radical mix of both, hardly seems too shocking. And of course, it makes me wonder what level of success the Pirate Party would have here in the United States. I wonder how many of them have been started, how many states have pirate parties, and how's it been going?
I don't think very many, because very much success, because people here in the U.S., like in Iceland, they're so outraged with the way the world is going that they're willing to essentially burn it down. They've thrown bankers in jail. You know, it's a young nation, by the way. You know,
there's only about 300 and something thousand
right.
people there.
It's a small and young nation from a population standpoint. And they're just, you know, they don't take kindly to what the U.S. has done. The U.S. voter, on the other hand, seems to have an inexorable tolerance for bullcrap and terrible government. You know, they're not, there's some amount of people are willing to put Donald Trump in because they want to see Washington burn. I mean, I would prefer to see Trump in for that very reason. I think he would be a disruptive force in a terrible place. But I'm not so far gone that I'm willing to vote for him. My vote's already cast, so I'm done anyway.
Well, right. But maybe the young people in America are disenchanted with all of their options. You know, maybe this election has shown people, oh my God, Gary Johnson's an embarrassment, Jill Stein, you know, she's barely doing anything, and of course Trump and Clinton are absolutely terrible. Maybe they need something new. Maybe, you know, maybe it's not such a bad idea to start something new.
This is a lot of maybes, man.
Another third political party.
A lot of maybes.
Well, anyway, over in Iceland, it appears to be working out. The boss
right.
of the party there.
But is it what makes more sense? Starting a pirate party in the United States and seeing if it works, or going to Iceland, where it has?
Well, it's not necessarily easy to immigrate to different places. Mark, have you looked into immigration to Iceland?
Well, it depends on what you want. So if you want to visit Iceland for a long period of time, that's significantly easier than it is to, say, find a job and take it from an Icelander.
Yeah.
So if you're,
which is what you'd have to do unless you were going to get married.
If your skill set is barista, so you're going to, you know, be like, oh, well, what do I do? I'm taking all these jobs from baristas in Iceland. That's a different job than maybe, you know, finding an Icelandic individual to get married to is a better idea. You know, but if you're starting a business, on the other hand, then you're much more likely to be able to work things out with the Icelandic government, plus the fact that they're probably going to feel better about you immigrating simply because you're like, I can't stand the United States anymore.
Who knows? Well, and if the Pirate Party does actually take control of the country, then maybe they'll loosen up some of the immigration restrictions, if indeed they are libertarian. But, of course, as we've seen, the word libertarian is defined quite differently by a lot of people.
And aside from the things like that they say personal liberties, aside from what they already defined, we don't know what personal liberties are in Iceland. It, you know, it varies between United States, Canada, and Iceland. So
I can tell you it ain't guns.
So, I mean, you know, some people might say personal liberty is a guaranteed income by the government or something like that.
It is currently, I believe, I looked at the Heritage Foundation's list of economic freedoms, and I believe it was toward the bottom of the top 20, so like 1920, somewhere.
Somewhere around the U.S.
Somewhere in that range. U.S. was like more at around 11 or 13 or something. I forget. I don't have it in front of me right now. Anyway, the party founder, Ms. Jóndóttir, or Jónsdóttir, says people want real changes, and they understand that we have to change the systems. We have to modernize how we make laws, she says. According to the Pirates website, the Icelandic Pirate Party was founded on November 24th of 2012, based on the political ideology of the Swedish Pirate Party, which Richard Falkvinge founded in January of 2006. It's been a decade? Since the founding of the Pirate Party?
I guess that sounds, you know, possible.
Incredible. Falkvinge, by the way, I didn't really know that name, but it's recognizable, the name Falkvinge. When I was on Steemit, and I still am, I still post blogs regularly over on Steemit, which is kind of like
still
a
crypto. Still making a mint over there?
Not a mint, no, not at all. But a couple bucks an article is more than what I was getting. So, anyway, the Steemit thing's a whole different story. We won't get into that, but it's basically a social media blogging site backed by cryptocurrency. And Falkvinge is one of the posters on Steam who just gets blown up. Every post he makes, it's one of those guys who's just guaranteed like $1,000 Steam dollars or whatever. Just guaranteed. And he's a very, very libertarian, anarchist-sounding guy. So, I mean, I don't know a lot about his writings. I've only read a couple of them, but he definitely seems to be highly into decentralization and, you know, getting rid of the state. That's my interpretation of of this guy. Maybe you know more about Richard Falkfinge, who is the founder of the Swedish Pirate Party, and you want to point some stuff out, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about the supposed pending win for the Icelandic Pirate Party coming up. Their election is slated for tomorrow. And, of course, will the polls actually reflect what happens at the election? We'll find out, and you can join us on Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie. .info. Let's fix it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Your toll free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype, by the way. Skype username is lrn.fm. More coming up on the Pirate Party in Iceland. So not the original one from Sweden, but the Pirate Party in Iceland is poised to win some elections. Now, I presume it's parliamentary system in Iceland. I haven't actually gone that far into it. The Pirate Party with something like 22.6% in the public polls in advance of the election, which is tomorrow, says that that makes them the leader. Now, you know, does that mean that they'll just take the majority of the seats if they get 22.6%?
That's what they call a government in these parliamentary, countries. Is that if they, actually, it's a majority government is what they call a government. In many times what I've seen over there. I'm sure that somebody can explain it a little better. It says here, Iceland is a constitutional republic with a multi-party system. The head of state is the president. Executive power is exercised by the government. Iceland is arguably the world's oldest parliamentary democracy.
So if they are getting 22.6% in the polls, let's just presume the polls will be accurate, and I don't necessarily believe that they are, but let's presume they're accurate and tomorrow they win. Doesn't that mean that there's still, 78% that aren't them in the, in the parliamentary system?
Would they have to make like a coalition or something they do in the UK?
Right. So they wouldn't be in the majority of parliament if they win tomorrow.
It doesn't sound like it, but again, I'm not entirely sure how this works.
They'd be the most influential piece on parliament. And again, please, if you guys know more about Iceland's political system or what these percentages are, you're welcome to call us. Because we're totally noobs to this. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype into the show. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So, the guy who's the founder of the Pirate Party, Rick Falkfinge, this dude is definitely into decentralization. He's definitely into freedom. Just the headlines here of his... So he's only got, about 5 blog posts over at steemit.com. But his first post, which earned him about 9,000 Steam dollars, headline. Just going to read the headline. It was never about capitalism versus communism. It was always about centralized versus decentralized. Second post, the founder of Pirate Party joins to share liberty ideas with Steam. That's where he introduces himself, talking about who he is. Next one, the wealth of a nation, why capitalism works. Next one, a simplified taxless state, a proposal, part 1 of 3. A taxless state. This guy's got a detailed 3-part proposal that he put up here about how a state could run without taxes. Interesting stuff, right? That's who we're talking about here. That's the founder of the original Swedish Pirate Party. So no doubt this guy's a fan of cryptocurrency, which means maybe he'd be interested in Bitcoin Unlimited. Now, Bitcoin Unlimited is the new Bitcoin client that has been introduced within the last, year or so from what I've seen. And there's a bunch of people in the Bitcoin community that support the idea of getting rid of this block size limit. Now, without getting into details, that's an important technical aspect of Bitcoin, this cryptocurrency that has sort of taken the world by storm. But it's kind of hit a ceiling in its potential to grow. And removing the block size or increasing the block size limit would help Bitcoin grow in the future. And so the people who support that have introduced this new client, Bitcoin Unlimited. You can learn more about it over at bitcoinunlimited.info. Via BTC, which is the 5th largest Bitcoin miner in the world, recently switched exclusively to Bitcoin Unlimited. And after that, Bitcoin prices spiked 5%. Now, maybe that was a coincidence, but a lot of observers don't think so. Bitcoin should not be held back by a few. You can learn more at bitcoinunlimited.info. As we continue here with the story,
I think I've got the, before we go on, Icelandic government, I may have this figured out. So they elect a president, but the president is largely ceremonial for heads of state kind of thing.
Okay.
The prime minister is part of the cabinet, and the prime minister is from the majority party.
Which would be the Pirate Party if they win tomorrow.
Right. And then the majority party, I shouldn't say majority, the largest plurality party then picks the cabinet for the president and essentially becomes, in large part, the executive branch, if that makes
Interesting.
Sense.
Interesting. So they set the pace in a lot of ways by being the head of the the winners of the election. All right.
So it looks.
We'll learn more about it here, and if you've got, maybe you actually live in Iceland, and you can clear some stuff up for us, don't hesitate to call, toll-free at 855-450-FREE, although if you're in Iceland, you're probably better off Skyping in, you'll sound better, and it won't cost you any long distance. Skype username is lrn.fm. So back to the story here from the Free Thought Project, the Icelandic Pirate Party, not the same as the Swedish Pirate Party, but purportedly it was based on their political ideology. The message is obviously resonating, says the Free Thought Project. One in five Icelanders are now favoring the Pirate Party, according to the Iceland Monitor. Indeed, Iceland's tendency towards the radical first became apparent in the fallout of the 2008 financial crisis. Instead of bailing out the big banks, who sent untold members into economic ruin, or untold numbers into economic ruin, as the United States and European governments decided, Iceland jailed its crooked financiers. And although the move, which created additional hardship for years, wasn't unanimously favored, the bold act opened the door for what happened next. In April, the release of the notorious Panama Papers revealed Prime Minister Sigmundur David Gunnlaugsson and his wife held stakes in an offshore secret investment company, allowing them to profit enormously from the downfall of those big banks. Though he denied all the allegations against him, dismissing the profiteering to, in essence, a years-old clerical error, Icelanders took to the streets en masse to protest the glaring conflict of interest. In fact, 6.6% of the country flooded the streets around government buildings.
Imagine for a second if this happened in the United States.
6.6%.
Okay, 6.6% of the population is upset when the government... When somebody in the government, just does something untoward. This isn't even particularly wrong or evil. I mean, compared to what our politicians are doing on a regular basis, this is small potatoes, people. And they're out in numbers doing something. These are, you say what you want.
That's almost 20 million people.
These people are,
in our country.
European. Yeah. So they're white. They are, they're wealthy. They are not, like everything that everybody says that protesters aren't is what these people are.
This is 23,000 people. I mean, I took 350,000 as the rough estimate. I didn't look up the exact population of Iceland, but that would be about 23,000 people. That's the population of Keene, New Hampshire.
This is how you make your government come to heel.
Yeah, for
right?
sure.
Like, ultimately, this is it. You get out in numbers and you say, no, we're not going to put up with this. But here in the United States, we've been so successfully pitted each other's throats by the media,
by
the government itself. You know, we hate each other more than we hate the government.
And we don't know what the police are like there compared to here. We don't know what the police are like there compared to here. Like here, maybe if we tried something like that, there'd be, a SWAT team, an anti-riot.
What the hell is the SWAT team going to do against 6% of the population?
No, exactly. I know.
Wait a minute. Didn't we talk about the police in Iceland? Weren't they one of those countries where they've, killed one person in the history of the police or something like
right.
that?
So they're,
didn't they hold, was this Iceland where they held, a parade for the guy that the police killed?
They don't have it exactly right, if I can just... So their new government was in the 1960s. Since then, there has been one person killed. He was a convicted sex offender with a shotgun in a threatening, menacing people in an apartment complex. The police came in, they plugged him a few times, and then... they went to his funeral and brought flowers and stuff and were, by what best we can tell, legitimately upset that they had done this. Sent the bad guy to heaven.
All right, we're going to continue here. You can share your thoughts. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE on the Pirate Party in Iceland. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive of survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
Let's see. The Pirate Party. We got more to say about them. They may be having a victory coming up in tomorrow's elections in Iceland. So we'll dig a little bit deeper into that. And according to some of the Pirate Party's posts, or the founder of the original Swedish Pirate Party's posts, seems like this guy is really into freedom, really into capitalism, and into liberty, which is cool. So I'm liking what I'm seeing so far with the Pirate Party. But also, in relation to that, the Economics in One Day course is available free over at fee.org/FTL. You can learn key economic concepts, the inspiring vision that the market economy brings, and the challenges that government solutions face. And you can start today at no charge, thanks to the Foundation for Economic Education, where over 70 years now they've been providing free resources to teachers and students. And this new course, Economics in One Day, will give you a breadth and depth of knowledge on how economics works that you'll be able to teach to others. So go over to fee.org/FTL, FEE.org/FTL, like Free Talk Live, and learn why entrepreneurship matters. So back to the story here from the Free Thought Project. They're giving us a little bit of a flashback to what has happened in Iceland that has helped boost the popularity of the Pirate Party, which is after putting some of the banksters in jail there. Turned out that Prime Minister Sigmundur David Gunnlaugsson was indicted, or to some extent found that his wife held stakes in an offshore secret investment company, which allowed them to profit enormously from the downfall of the big banks in the country, which resulted in 6.6% of the country, that's about 20-something thousand, 23, 25,000 people, flooding the streets around government buildings in a number that would be equivalent to the U.S. of 21 million people that demanded the prime minister's ouster. The founder of the Pirate Party at the time is Jónsdóttir, told The Guardian, quote, "What would be the most natural and right thing to do is that he resign as prime minister. There is great demand for that in society. He has totally lost all of his trust and believability," unquote. Not long afterward, the embattled prime minister did resign. Now, new elections were announced, but the people of Iceland had grown suspicious of political insiders and elites ruling the land.
Well, I mean, when you're talking about a country of, what, you said 3 million?
No. About 300-something thousand.
300,000.
I'll get the exact number for you.
That's half the size of Vermont. The smallest, half the size of Wyoming. These are the smallest states in the union. They're relatively close.
323,000 people in 2013.
At about 600,000 or 700,000 apiece, as I recall. So when you're talking about these small places, I mean, this is the size of a county. Ian, you're from...
Yeah, Sarasota County.
County, about 350,000 people.
Right.
The political class in an area that small tends to be rather small. It's the same people over and over again. You know, the...
same things here in, you know, New Hampshire with 1.4 million. Right. There's only a few players
in politics.
The computer
geeks stay computer geeks. The doctors stay doctors. The butchers stay butchers. The plumbers stay plumbers.
Yeah, you have Governor Sununu now, the son. I think his father was governor before.
Yep. Yeah, I can't remember. I don't know how they're related, but...
He's running for governor now,
and, you know, he's got a good chance of I hope he's the one who's elected over the other guy who wants a, you know, we need a super fast choo-choo that runs from Concord all the way to Boston.
All right, let's not get too far afield here.
It makes me crazy. I'm sorry. I just cannot put up with these politicians. You know, these young guys will walk in and we need solar-powered super fast choo-choos that'll solve all our problems. There hasn't been a public mass transit system that's worked yet.
In Iceland, they have hydrogen-powered buses, but I don't know if the government there subsidizing it or not.
I suspect that's the answer. But, nonetheless, when you're talking about small areas like this, it is the political class is the political class. They're, you know, probably go to school for law, and they go into this, and they don't get out. And so this, why this has an opportunity, because essentially they're like, let's throw all these bums out, and... it's working.
Good.
Yeah.
So, the guy resigned, and now the people of Iceland have been growing suspicious of political insiders and elites and worried that electing candidates from traditional parties might yield the same corruption. Hey, it sounds like they might be figuring things out. Obviously, it's the editorial position of the Free Thought Project, which we tend to agree with. Enter the Pirate Party's non-traditional platform. Quote, "The distrust that had long been germinating has now exploded. The pirates are riding that wave." This is according to University of Iceland political history professor Ragnarheithur Kristjánsdóttir told the Post, "We've had new parties before, and then they've faded. What's surprising is that they're maintaining their momentum," meaning the Pirate Party is maintaining their momentum. "Iceland has been the first of nations with Pirate Party presence to elect members to government positions. Two pirates currently serve as members to Parliament, or members of Parliament. Asta Guthrun Helgadottir, one of the two, and just 26 years old, succinctly described what might be the key to the Pirate Party's astounding success. She says, quote, "We are not here to gain power. We are here to distribute power," unquote. Now, talk is cheap. Talk is cheap when you're new to politics and new to holding power. We know that power tends to corrupt. We know that power attracts the corruptible, and it attracts the already corrupted. So I don't, believe for a moment that the Pirate Party is immune to the effects of power. So they don't really have much power yet. They only have two offices thus far, but this is where they're expected to gain quite a bit more and possibly even gain control of the parliamentary system there.
So the I just did the calculations. They have 63 members of the legislative branch. With 320,000 people on the island, that puts...
I thought it said they had two.
What?
What calculations have you done?
There are 63 members of the legislative branch, total.
Oh, that's what they... Okay, that's... Okay,
two
gotcha.
Of them...
I thought you were saying that was...
Okay. Right. 61 other members of the legislative branch. That puts the amount of people that are represented by a representative at 5,000, which is slightly more than New Hampshire.
Okay.
And slightly less than Vermont. And some of the most
so you're saying one
well
representative,
represented people in the world.
You're saying one representative represents about 5,000.
5,079 people.
Gotcha. So, yeah, I'm interested to hear more about the Pirate Party. In fact, there's a piece over at, I think it was, yeah, I had it pulled up here a moment ago, piece over at wherever it was. They're talking about the Pirate Party and what they actually stand for in Iceland. It's Time Magazine. Everything you need to know about Iceland's Pirate Party. So definitely interested in learning more about this. And of course, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And yeah, I want to see what happens. This is going to be very, very interesting to watch if it actually turns out the way the polls are saying that it's going to and that the Pirate Party does some level of sweeping the elections tomorrow.
So one of the problems that you have in a that the political class has in a country this small, and this is one of the reasons we advocate on Free Talk Live for small government, smaller units mm-hmm. of government, is that it gets less corrupt. There's going to have a difficult time. If a new party somehow managed to spring onto the scene, there are all kinds of ways in the United States for those people to be stopped that are
right.
corrupt, but people don't call them corrupt because they're ensconced in law. You know, so we have ballot access laws in this country that are
they're terrible.
By their nature, corrupt. They are evil and corrupt.
They're written by the two parties to keep the others out.
Right. They you know, representatives have done contrary to their role of representing you by giving you fewer choices. There are states in the union where you mandatory only get two choices on the ballot, which means that in the general election, when most people vote, there are only going to be two choices. Now, if the Libertarian happened to beat the Democrat in the primary or whatever, and I'm not entirely sure how these things work in, like, Louisiana and around there, then they would be on the ballot, but they never do. So, you know.
The head of the Pirate Party, Brigitta Jonsdottir, there's a picture of her over the Times story that we might get into here in a moment. She looks like somebody you'd see at a goth club. That's just kind of the look she's got. She's got all black, and of course she's, you know, white as an Icelander you would expect her to be, and so she's got that gothy kind of look to her.
Yes, she does.
Toll-free number here all is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What do they stand for in the Pirate Party, and what lessons can we take from them? This is Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit portable
SolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live dial, toll free, join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about the Pirate Party, specifically the Icelandic one. It originally started in Sweden a decade ago. It's hard to believe that, but that's how it was. And now the Pirate Party in Iceland is poised to possibly win a significant number of the country's 63 seats in their parliament. According to the story over at Time magazine, they, up until this week, and this story was posted, I believe, today, up until this week, they had led the polls in Iceland, though right now, the latest opinion poll puts the group just 1 point behind the center-right Independence Party, which is currently a junior member in the country's coalition government. So if you've got a comment and you're in Iceland, you're welcome to Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. Of course, you can also bring up anything you want. It's open phones all the time here. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by going to AMP the show over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP, AMP, stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that your $5 a month can help us promote Free Talk Live and get on new radio stations, bringing new internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only podcast. Get all the details, and please get signed up for just $5 a month using any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, and Bitcoin right on our website over at amp.freetalklive.com, AMP, AMP. Freetalklive.com. Time magazine asks, will this insurgent party sail to victory in the October 29th elections? Iceland's pirate party is hoping to win the largest share of the vote in the country's election tomorrow, not even 4 years after the fringe political group formed. Now, that's an incredible rise in popularity. Their rise against the perceived corruption of Iceland's political elite is the latest and perhaps most colorful in a string of anti-establishment insurgencies throughout the globe, from the far left to the far right. Here's some more about the group. The Pirate Party formed in 2012 in the wake of the collapse of Iceland's hugely over-leveraged banking industry following the 2008 financial crisis. The party and its motley group of anarchists, libertarians, and internet activists is led by Birgitta Jonsdottir, the 49-year-old former WikiLeaks activist, web programmer, and politician.
Imagine if they were to, you know, have a gold-backed currency. If they could make that one change, I would suspect that would change just the bank, the face of finance on the globe.
Because right now, presumably, they have some sort of state currency. Are they not EU? Iceland's not EU?
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, it's worth a look. By the way, Birgitta has been an MP for different parties since 2009, so she's been a member of parliament there. But she decided to help start the party, which is part of an international anti-copyright movement that originated in Sweden, because she says, I'm often...
It's a krona, so no.
Okay, so they have their own currency, which is likely a fiat currency, likely printed by
sure. That's why the bankers gave them all kinds of that's why there's all kinds of trouble in 2008 with the bankers, is because they had a fiat currency. They had the same problem the U.S. did. They just reacted significantly differently.
She decided to help start this party because she says, I'm often crossing paths with nerds as I'm such a nerd myself, she told the Financial Times. Is this the rise to power of the nerd? Is that what we're seeing happen here with the Pirate Party?
I hope so.
I mean, nerds have finally become cool over the last decade or so, right? I mean, they may still have the pocket protector and the glasses, but now they
pocket
are...
Pocket protector is practical, yeah. Okay? Because, I mean, if you've ever had a pen leak in your pocket, there's a reason for a pocket protector.
And it saves your shirt.
Yes. Right?
So anyway, it looks like they may be rising to power here. Jonsdottir thinks Iceland...
Also, on top of that, you can put whatever you need to have in your pocket protector and then just slide the pocket protector in and out of your pocket every day.
Changing shirts easily.
Rather than having to put 10 different things in the pocket if you carry things in your top pocket.
You know, I never really thought that far about pocket protectors. Mark, thank you for enlightening me here tonight. You learn something new every night.
As a man who wears a fanny pack every day, well, I have appreciation for that kind of practicality.
Jonsdottir thinks Iceland's population of about 300,000 are sick of corruption and nepotism. She also likens the country to Sicily and claims it's controlled by a handful of mafia-style families and their friends. That might explain why, she says, when the banks were privatized in 2005, stern laws and promises of professionalism were tossed aside, and the banks were handed over to new bosses who pleased the mafia families, she writes in the New Internationalist. Well, again, there's nothing unusual here, right? Even though the country is small... as you pointed out, Mark, small population means it's the same political players, typically the same political families. And it's no different in Keene, New Hampshire, a town of 23,000 people, where there's these old established families, many of them who have held power and significant land and things like that. It's the same thing here. It's always the good old boys network. It's always this, you know, group of elites who's held power for many decades, generations,
right.
And they are not going to go quietly into the night. You know, they're not going to relinquish that power easily. These guys have they've got their job cut out for them, but it sounds like they're really making some headway here.
The very fact that they're getting this kind of press means that some people are going to move to Iceland to help, and that's going to give them even that much more forward momentum. Let's not forget that this international press cannot be discounted. This is huge.
No doubt.
And Iceland already has really great branding from the standpoint that everybody knows that they've incarcerated their bankers, and, you know, no one thinks of Iceland as a, you know, crime's low. There's lots of good reasons. Nightlife is good. Lots of good reasons to move to Iceland. Really, the only bad reason is winter.
Yeah, I've heard there's, like, no sunlight for several months out of the year.
Well, that's an exaggeration.
It's an exaggeration.
There's little sunlight. It's better. It's
how many hours in a day?
Iceland has been more habitable than Greenland.
For sure.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Less sunlight per day, presumably, than New Hampshire, right? Because it's more north. The anti-establishment measure or message resonated with some Icelanders, and the pirates gained a seat in Parliament in 2013. Support for the movement surged to 43% in an April poll after the Panama Papers revealed that the former prime minister held investments in offshore accounts, which led to some of the largest protests the country has ever seen. As we told you before, 6% or over 6% of the population came out to these protests into the streets. The prime minister, Mr. Gunnlaugsson, stepped down as leader and his replacement called early elections. His party, the Progressives, is now wallowing at 8% in the polls.
It looks like sunrise is about 11:20 in Reykjavik on January 1st, and sunset is about 3:44.
But that's nothing, you know, vitamin D pills can't handle.
Yeah, it's about 4 hours of
I expect that, well, you know, you get it in August, though. Yeah. It sunrises at 4:30 a.m., and it goes down at 10:30.
So then you don't have much night.
That's
in the summertime. While slim on policies, the Pirates espouse a set of core values, which include direct democracy, pushing civil rights and more transparency from companies, and the creation of informed decisions. The party wants to be the Robin Hood of politics by handing power back to Icelanders, and seeks to make the country a haven for hackers and whistleblowers, including Edward Snowden. It also hopes to make cryptocurrency Bitcoin legal tender. So they've taken your idea, Mark, to the next level. You talked about a gold-backed currency. They're just talking about switching to Bitcoin.
I'm fine with that, too, obviously. I'd be interested if a nation did a metal-backed currency that has been traditionally pretty non-violent nation or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's no good way for them to get invaded. There's a conspiracy theory out there that essentially whenever a nation puts a metal-backed currency in play, they get invaded by the United States.
Like Iraq.
Yeah, that's the claim. We don't know.
Well, if there's no metal to be taken out of a vault, then there's nothing the invaders can do. Bitcoin would actually protect against that.
That's true.
Well, the conspiracy is that any system that's not based off the U.S. petrodollar, that's why they invade. It doesn't have to be metal. Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't talk about this whole thing that he mentioned, direct democracy. You know, I don't see that as being particularly libertarian. That's replacing the tyranny of a government with tyranny of a masses.
I agree with you. That's why I say I don't know how libertarian the Pirate Party is. Its founder is fairly libertarian.
They're never going to get it. Direct democracy doesn't make any sense in a parliamentary system anyway because, I mean, you know, it's not a direct democracy. It's another kind of democracy than that one. So,
well, we don't know what their proposal is to change the country of Iceland.
It's going to be very fundamental and highly unlikely. I will say, as a person who lives in a town that has a direct democracy, where we vote on spending above, you know, I don't remember what it is, $25,000 or whatever, by a voice vote, and if it's close, then they do a ballot vote. It's much more of a study in human behavior than it is some kind of great way. I mean, it's very rarely 50-50. In matter of fact, most of the time, it's everybody saying aye and just me saying nay.
Well, for all we know, they may be proposing the idea of, you know, like online voting or something like that. Maybe something a little more simple rather than changing the entire political system. I don't know what the exact proposal is as opposed to what the pirate parties generally believe worldwide. You can share your thoughts. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The Blockchain Education Network has had a busy fall semester introducing, educating, and giving away Bitcoin. The initiative believes wholeheartedly that students should understand cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Now the organization is ramping up its efforts to educate the academic masses, offering a bounty to students who help build a syllabus. The Blockchain Education Network has set aside a total of 4 Bitcoin to divide between students who add content. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.